This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 460. For Thursday, July 2nd, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts are higher on Thursday amid light trading activity. The November canola contract is up $1.50 at $477.50 per ton. The January contract is up $1.80 at $484 per ton. Canadian markets were closed yesterday for the Canada Day holiday, and United States markets closed today at noon. Comparable losses in the Canadian dollar supported canola prices. The dollar was around 73.4 U.S. cents at midday. Losses in Chicago soy oil tempered further gains for canola prices. Nearby soy oil contracts were down by about a quarter of a cent at midday. The soy complex was weaker on Thursday. This morning, the USDA announced a private export sale of 126,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. In the weekly export sales report, old crop soybean sales totaled about 242,000 tons, which was below pre-report estimates. New crop soybean sales totaled 842,000 tons, which was higher than expected. The USDA also reported soy meal sales totaled 143,000 tons last week. Soy oil sales totaled 2,800 tons. Corn futures were also lower on Thursday. Corn export sales totaled 632,000 tons last week, with 14.2 million bushels of old crop and 10.3 million bushels of new crop. Cumulative commitments for the marketing year so far total 1.6 billion bushels. That's about 94% of the forecasted export total. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 200,000 tons of corn purchased by China. Wheat futures were weaker on Thursday. Weekly wheat exports were on the higher end of expectations, totaling 414,000 tons last week. Rounding off prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mostly lower today, with the August contract unchanged from yesterday's close at $8.91 per bushel. August soy oil is down by about a third of a cent at 28 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up 70 cents at $296 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower, with the September contract down 7.5 cents at $3.43 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly weaker, with the September contract down 2.5 cents at $2.88 per bushel. Wheat futures are also lower today. Chicago September is down by 6.5 cents at $4.92. Kansas City September is down by 8.5 cents at $4.34 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down by 7 cents in the September contract at $5.10 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, July 2nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.